half, if not more, of American kids nowadays are growing up in homes where mom and dad, their own mom and dad, are not together. They were either never together, because 40% of kids are born into homes with no married parents, or over time, you know, those parents decided to break their family up. And we know, I mean, objectively, from mounds and mounds of social science research, that is bad for the children. It hurts their psyches. It makes it difficult for them to cope with stresses in their life. So we have all these young people who have been unjustly treated by their parents, and also by a society that tells them, you shouldn't feel this way about this condition of your family life, because that contradicts, you know, our ethos of everyone should be able to do whatever he wants and it doesn't really hurt anybody else. Young people have legitimate reasons for feeling wounded, and the world is full of injustice, it's full of sin, you know, and so you look at that, and if you haven't learned how to deal with that growing up, you don't have your mom and dad there having a stable home environment for you, giving you their own stability, passing that on to you, teaching you how to become a grown-up human being, because they're not being mature people who handle their problems by actually solving them rather than just trying to dissolve their relationship. You've been cheated. And so we have all these kids today who really have been cheated by our society, and they don't know it, and they feel that deeply inside them, and they can't really name it. And so they latch onto these social justice causes as a way to kind of validate and make them feel good, and it's kind of like they're drugging themselves. They're just reaching out because they feel lost, they feel adrift, and this is something they can belong to and believe in.